Cast reflection for service. First reflection. My learning objective is number 3, planning initiating activities. So basically my service is yoga with minds, where we actually do yoga and just breathing exercises to calm the mentally disabled people. So just calm thinking and breathing exercises throughout the whole activity. I never participated in yoga before, though I knew the outcome was going to be a really good one and a positive one, because many people usually told me that it was really good for like de-stressing and stuff, but I never really got around to it. I did do a lot of meditation, but didn't really take it seriously as well. So the main reason that I really took part in the service was because I thought I would equally benefit from it as much as the people who are in it. So I knew that I really enjoy it as well. And it would not be like a task, more just like a fun activity. So we started the service by just starting and doing our own yoga, just learning how to be more flexible with ourselves, trying to do the easiest positions possible so we could like help them, the clients. We started by actually trying out the easiest ones so we could make it easier for them, the steps to do them, how to do them. We did it in pairs. And we were helping each other out and helping, like, how to bend properly, not harm them in any way, how to keep them calm. Just learning more about how to do yoga with, like, people who are not completely mentally aware of what's happening around them. So our main objective for them was that they should be calm at the end of it. They should enjoy it as well. And I think that we succeeded in that way. But I think a weakness for us was that For me specifically was that I didn't really know yoga before. I didn't really do much with it. So I really had to like start from the beginning, learn the basics and stuff. And the other part was that I didn't really think the breathing exercises were going to be that hard, but it was actually pretty complicated. And I spent a lot of time on it on my own to get myself to the same level as others. So I knew what I was doing when I was helping other people. So as the activity progressed, we actually developed like all our activities more, like basically improved them, because we knew that some of them were just not capable enough to like do complicated stuff like that. It was not really relaxing, more like rigorous. So we tried to like temp it down and make it easier for them. While we didn't really execute it yet because our clients didn't see us yet, but we did spend most of our sessions just planning out the activities and then doing practicals with it, just with partners in pairs. And then we did do a lot of like SWOT analysis, because we wanted to really like improve as much as we could before we had to like involve them in it, because we wanted to be at our best in the beginning. I think the main thing we did was just planning a lot, staying more organized. We had a lot of documents to keep everything that we did on it, because we didn't want to forget anything. We pretty organized as a group. We collaborated a lot with each other, which made it probably it was the easiest way to overcome any challenges, because we actually really like worked in pairs and not as in just ourselves, which was, I think, the best part about it, because it was really good for us to just get to know each other better. How did I respond to changes in plans? I disliked some of them because they were just not something I would go with when I was doing this on my own. Like the breathing exercises, I wouldn't just do that in the beginning because I thought it was pretty complicated. But most people in my group thought it was a good starting point, and that's what we did with our plans, which I didn't really like. But then I really, like, after a while of, like, discussing about it and then doing some research online, I really got around to the topic, which is a good thing, and that's a good response that I had to change the plan. In the future, I think I would really do more research before I actually, like, find opinion about it. Like, I really want to have more, like, information and just know everything about, you know, the clients as well as how they would react to something before just going into it, and just have some basic knowledge and background information before making decisions like that. I think our planning and initiating all these plans for ourselves and for the clients is in like a really good place right now because of all the time we put into just planning and not really doing much about it. But I also think that just practically doing it with ourselves and helping our friends out before we did it for the clients was a very good idea, because we know where we are like weak at and where we know we have to improve. And we did that before we could just do it with them, which was the best part about it.